Cheap drones are reshaping modern warfare. It's a change that's been playing out for several years, but most recently in the skies across the Middle East, as President Trump's war with Iran continues. And it's catching the U.S. off guard, as NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports.
Vladimir von Wilhelmberg stands in a residential neighborhood in Erbil, in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, and points out incoming drones high in the sky.
Now you see that the drone is being shot down.
In this video from the early days of the war, you can see first one drone, then another, obliterated in a puff of smoke, followed by an explosion.
So the attacks are still going on, but the U.S. defense system, as you can see, are taking down the drones.
Von Wilhelmberg is a journalist living in Erbil. He says these drones sent by Iran, aimed largely at U.S. facilities in the region, have become a constant.
Most of these drones, they don't really reach their destination, but the drones are daily.
So too are the interceptions. The U.S. defense systems stationed throughout the region, as well as Israel's, have taken out a majority of the more than 1,000 attack drones Iran has fired during this war. And the U.S. has been firing its own unmanned drones back at Iran, too.
This is the reality of modern warfare. Drones now really define the landscape of threat and risk in war.
James Patton Rogers is an expert on drone warfare and emerging technologies at Cornell University. He says unmanned drones have leveled the playing field, meaning military superpowers like the U.S. no longer automatically control the skies.
It offers smaller powers an ability that they really haven't possessed in the past, which is a potent, en masse air power capability.
And there's the cost factor, too. A typical Iranian Shahed one-way attack drone costs tens of thousands of dollars. The U.S. interceptor missiles cost millions.
That type of cost exchange favors the Iranians over the long term.
Kelly Grieco is a senior fellow and military analyst at the Stimson Center. She says part of the reason the U.S. is using these uber-expensive interceptors is because it's been focusing its military preparation for more high-end ballistic threats.
They're less prepared for intercepting these lower-end threats. So it's like a perfect storm, if you will, for the Iranians to be able to exploit those vulnerabilities.
It's also a numbers game. The U.S. may run out of interceptor missiles before Iran runs out of drones. That's something U.S. officials who were not authorized to speak publicly have told NPR they're concerned about as the war drags on. The Pentagon did not respond to a request for comment. Meanwhile, the Iranian drone attacks have been relentless and widespread. In Kuwait, 6 U.S. service members were killed. In the UAE, drones hit multiple petroleum facilities. And in both Saudi Arabia and Iraq, drones have struck U.S. embassies.
This isn't surprising that they would do this. It's surprising that there weren't defense mechanisms in place at the final level on the ground.
Dara Masico is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, specializing in defense. She points out that there has been ample opportunity for the U.S. to study and learn about drone defense systems, particularly Shahed drone defense, as Russia has been using them in Ukraine for years.
Now we're doing it in real time. We're kind of scrambling to get it done when it could have been done before.
Russian forces have launched tens of thousands of Shahed-type drones at Ukraine throughout the four-year war. In response, the Ukrainians have had to think up low-cost ways to defend themselves, shooting them down with machine guns, jamming them electronically, and even intercepting them with their own inexpensive drones. Those are methods the U.S. could be implementing, too. But President Trump has rebuffed offers from Ukraine to assist U.S. forces in countering Shahed drones in the Middle East. Here he is on Fox News just last week.
No, we don't need to help in drone defense. No, we do. We know more about drones than anybody.
The Pentagon says Iranian one-way drone attacks are down by 95% since the start of the war. But in the region, it doesn't necessarily feel that way. NPR correspondents in the UAE, Iraq, and in Israel have all sheltered from or seen Iranian drones in the skies in recent days. And more broadly, those scenes are increasingly how wars everywhere will be playing out, as Rogers at Cornell says.
These sort of drone systems are going to start dividing every single war.
Unmanned air campaigns with real human costs. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.